So make sure you have enough room to have your arms out all the way. And later, you know, we'll have the practices where the hands come back. Remember, with the purifying breaths. So I think if your arms can go all the way out, that's enough for now. And oh, a little bit forward. So that'll be a little bit tight, but okay. And we're recording the Qigong session today. So that will be available if you want to remember the flow. I also printed it out and left it on the table back here. And we can have, or each you can send an email to everyone with that. So if you want to continue, you can. And on the sheet is also the website for my teacher. And there's some videos. And if you want to get very serious and try hard, you can get a DVD. You know, get a DVD either from my teacher, Tija Bell, or from me. I think probably a little complicated how to, you know, to mail it and so forth. But we, if you're interested, just let me know. We can figure it out. Okay. So, but we'll have the sequence now. So you could, if you remember the movements, you could do them at home. And to bring this into daily life, often sometimes just to do maybe two or three of the movements. You do that, you know, you're at work after lunch, maybe you do it for 10 minutes. It's a very, very good use. Okay, so we'll start just with the standing, and we check the posture, feet parallel, about shoulder width apart. Let the knees be unlocked. The hips dropped a little bit, chest open, and the sense of the back of the head going in a line down to the base of the spine. So just check that posture. Then begin to feel a sense of the energy of the earth coming up, entering your feet. We have the movement of awareness from the soles of the feet to the top of the head very slowly. Let that awareness be in your feet now, in your ankles, up to the lower leg and the knees, the upper leg, into the area of the hips. And as the awareness comes through, let it be softening, relaxing, also giving some energy up to the belly, and the chest, just relaxing as the energy comes through, up to the shoulders. Maybe you have the shoulders drop a little bit. Be relaxed. From the shoulders down the two arms, the upper arm, the elbow, lower arms, the hands, and back up to the shoulders. The neck, the area of the head, the front of the head, the jaw, the mouth, the nose, the eyes, the forehead, back of the head, and the whole head. Let the awareness then move up through the top of the head into space. As we begin the radiant body breath, with the in-breath, the hands come up, palms up at shoulder height. Then with the out-breath, hands towards the body, come down. In-breath, palms up, and the out-breath. We have a sense of evening the energy of the body and connecting with the ground. Two more. And one more, and we come back to standing. Then the complement, hands at the belly area, the energy center just below the belly. Breath in, hands up the center area, and then coming out to the sides with the out-breath. Again, have a sense of evening the energy of the body, letting it be settled, more in the earth, and evening. And two more. And complete this last cycle. And come back to standing. And check your posture. Feet parallel, knees unlocked, hips dropped a little bit, chest open. And the next practice is called Three Centers Breathing. Center of the, by the belly, the lower Tantien, or Hara, the heart area, and the area of the head. So again, we very simple motion where we start with the hands right below the belly. With the in-breath, hands come out to the side. The out-breath, hands come back. With the in-breath, we go somewhat forward onto the front of our feet, and then the out-breath, we go into the back of the feet. So. All of this is a rhythmic movement with the breath regulated, and this really balances our energy and opens it up as well. And then with this practice, remembering that as we get familiar with the motion, we get familiar with the form, let the awareness be more internal. So we're not so much directing our arms, but we're having a sense of the energy of the body coming out in space with the movement and then returning. Have a more of an inner sense of the energy. Two more. And complete this last one. And the hands come up the center area to the heart, similar motion. Breath in as the hands come out, and breath out as the hands come in. And again, here we can have a sense of the heart energy coming out in space. Some of us practice metta, or loving kindness, and it can be a sense of radiating out kindness from the heart. So this may, if you do that, this may connect that in that way. And two more here. And then up to the area of the head, similar motion. Just relaxing the whole space of the head. Two more. And then let the hands come slowly down the center of the leg. You can have the idea of them coming through water very slowly. Then back to standing. We'll do a new practice now two forms. This is called pulsing from the core. And here we start with the back of the hands together out front. And in terms of the space, we won't need much space. I think we should be okay. And we also curve the top of the body, so it's a little bit like the shape of the letter C. And then with the in-breath, we bring the shoulders up. And the out-breath, the hands come down. We go in the kind of oval or elliptical circle or motion. Back of the hands together, come up. And with the out-breath, hands come down. Kind of an oval motion. And you can feel a sense of pulsing, kind of the rhythm. Is there two more? And complete this last one, and come back to standing. Well, I'm sorry, not everyone can see. I should stand on the table or something. So you can see in the Qigong, it's very important we do a movement, and then we have stillness. So we're really connecting stillness and motion. We come back to stillness. Then we start another motion. So here we do the complement for what we just did. Again, it's to move in a kind of oval or elliptical motion. Here, this one, we go in the opposite direction. So with the in-breath, the shoulders come up, the hands come out front. We follow that kind of oval movement, breath in and breath out. A little bit like swimming. Like a little otter. And so you can feel there's a kind of gentle massage of the spine. Can you feel that? Very nice. We'll do two more. And last one. And then back to standing. Now we have just rotate the hips in one direction. And the opposite direction. And back to Stanley. Okay, now we have our two energy practices. First one we call sometimes energetic reset. Very good if you, again, middle of the day, very helpful. Yeah. And so here again, you'll need some space behind you for the hands to come back. So be careful. Make sure there's room. One time, I did not look, and behind me was a cactus. Since that time, I always look.
That's another way of getting mindfulness.
Yes.
How soon is there a cactus too?
Yeah, there is. Now there's a...
Not very...
Not really a cactus, but... Yeah. But you're okay. So, watch out for the metaphorical cactus. Okay. So here, remember, we do a little shaking. A little bit with the hands, then a little more, and let the whole body shake. Breath in, hands up, and let it go. And you can let sounds out if you do, okay? One more time, a little bit of shaking, a little more, a lot, breath in, and let it go. And back to standing. Again, we can be mindful and just feel how the practice has its effect. By the way, the Qigong is very, very helpful if we have active mind. We'll go right after the Qigong into sitting meditation, but the really lets us know about the mind-body connection, that Qigong can be a much more effective way of helping to quiet the mind, sometimes than meditation. Very interesting. So some people who I work with, they meditate a lot, mind is still all over the place, right? But because it's something more in the body. And so for them, doing Qigong can be a way to work with the mind, because it, for, as you'll see, when we sit often, and I've seen this for many, many years, you do Qigong before meditation and the mind is much more quiet. So you may want to do even just 10 minutes of what we've been doing before you meditate. Most of you will notice a difference. And this can be very helpful. Okay? So now our second practice, energy swings with purifying breath. Okay, make sure there's no cactus or another person who may look like a cactus. Okay. So, breath in, hands up, and then we have that. Remember that? Keep going. Breath in. Breath in. More, one, and last one, and back to standing. And if you do some of this, tomorrow or afterwards, you can do the practices at your own speed, maybe a little slower, a little faster, a little bit more, a little bit less. And the main thing is to not to push too much, not to try too hard, but really just let it be more natural. Not to push your limits. some of, you know, like especially when we do the next, we'll do this hanging practice, right? When hands go down towards the ground, like in some yoga practice. Some of you know the hanging practice in yoga. And we just, not to push it too much, just let them respect your limitations. So that's very important. Okay? So now we push back against the imaginary wall. Breath in, like radiant body breath. Then we let the hands come in front. Breath be natural. Let the hands lead. The shoulder release, the head release. Let the hands go down, unstacking the vertebrae. And slowly back up, feeling the restacking of the vertebrae one by one. So we come up slowly. When you come to the top, you can let the shoulders come up a little bit, then the hands come up, and then back to standing. One more time. Okay, hands come up, like radiant body breath. And they come down, let the breath be natural. Unstacking. And slowly back up, vertebrae by vertebrae, and shoulders up, little hands up, and then back to resting. I think I was talking with Leah maybe yesterday and was saying that there's some research, I don't think I mentioned it here, there's some research that shows that if you actually spend some time with the head down, what we call inversion, that there's actually health benefits from that. We do it a little bit every day. I don't know the reason, but that's what I have heard. Okay. So now we do, to close, we do start with radiant body breath. Our first practice, palms up, shoulder height, and come down. Hands facing the body with the out-breath. Come up again. And the next time we come up, let the hands come together, facing the body. Come down towards the belly area. And rest there for a little while. Again, in many body practices, this is a way of integrating the energy from the session. Almost like storing it somehow. And the hands up to the area of the heart, fingers together, making a triangle, gesture of balance. And the hands together, the feet together, and we bow. Very well done. And we go right now to our sitting practice.